Stories Podcast.
I guess this call is being recorded.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's 100 Word Stories with Lawrence Simon.
Good evening, DeSoto.
And this is Sewell.
And you guys are with the Pod Mafia. Where can you find the Pod Mafia?
Podmafia.com/blog.
Isn't there a third yep. member of the Pod Mafia?
Alexis Delacroix.
Where is she?
Oh yeah, Alexis Delacroix. She's at PME right now.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, we won't bother if she's got PME. Okay.
No.
I thought I'd just ring you. I got tired of, you know, I've been doing these stories for over 2 years, you know, recording and template and all that. I thought, why not just do one while talking to folks and getting their reactions while they're suffering from this thing. Sort of like the Vogons in Hitchhiker's Guide to Poetry.
No poetry. I don't like poetry. Not Vogon poetry, especially.
Yeah, oh, Freddle Grump Ugly, that kind of thing.
In your Vogonity.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not funny, you don't look boggish. Okay.
Not kidding.
Let's try this here. This one's called Gateway. As part of a top-secret energy experiment, scientists tore a gateway into another dimension. What came out wasn't an unlimited supply of clean energy, but a horde of angry demons. What we couldn't kill, we were forced to contain in force fields. Some stupid lawyers from the ACLU demanded that these demons get their civil rights and day in court. So we put them in with the containment cells with the demons. Those that survived changed their minds about the demons. One insisted on representing those terrorist assholes they're keeping in Gitmo. We put him back in with the demons. Okay, that's the story. Any thoughts?
Halloween coming up.
Demons.
Yeah. 666. What beast?
Oh boy.
Maybe I should have had this one for episode 666, which was, I think, a year ago. Curry barely has 650, and I've lapped him in over, you know, a year ago. That's scary.
I'm going to tell a little story I had. Last night, one of my work colleagues phoned me, and he said, I've got a red light on the dashboard, I'll send you a picture of it. He sent me a picture of it, and, yep, so I've got a picture on my phone with a bright red light on the speedometer, on the car speedometer. 5 minutes later, he came to a grinding halt, and there was smoke and steam, and red, musty red light means watch your head gasket. And he was stranded.
Ouch. But he sent you a picture of it.
Yeah, he sent me the picture of the red light.
While driving.
Yeah.
What does this light mean? Kind of thing? Right before it packs up?
Well, the red light is not clear from the picture, but it looks like an overheat warning. Thing is, the car in question has not got a temperature gauge.
Oh. Well, it sort of does. I mean, it's got a red light. You know, off means cold, on means hot. And that's kind of a temperature.
But unless you know what the red light means, though, do you?
Not really.
It's a clear sort of symbol.
Until you stick your head under the bonnet. I mean, yeah.
But he didn't have to stick his head under the bonnet.
Well, no, well, you can't do that while driving. No, that's what your cell phone is for taking a picture of the light.
Yeah. And sending GoMo a picture message of it.
Well, that gives new meaning to running a red light. So they can find you at podmafia.com. Stuart, your own podcast, the 10cast, is that the 10cast.com or cyanico.com?
Yeah, it's the 10cast.com.
Okay. And GoMem, you're at, I think, GoMemShow.com and GoMemShowPodShow.com and
go to DeSoto.com.
You know, a whole bunch.
How many URLs have you got?
What I think you need is just one domain and then a whole bunch of subdomains. No, that would be insane. I mean, what kind of idiot would do that?
It's for the crap empire.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, if you want to hear more stories, you can listen to them at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And don't forget the weekly challenge where... What happens with the weekly challenge, guys?
Where you post a story, where you post a subject, and we have 1 week to write in a 100-word story.
And this week's from a
yes.
Right?
And record it. And you can write it. But it'll just, you know, appear on the page. But if you don't record it, people are too lazy to read the show notes. Won't be like, ooh, I got email. UN Standing Police Capacity Unit to train in United Kingdom ahead of first mission. Oh, well, when they train, you guys can say hi to them. Yeah, I get the UN news because I like to laugh. You know, diversity festival in Congo. Yeah, what? Different varieties of ammunitions. So anyway, that's it for today. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Until then, as always. Wait, what's the line again? You guys don't listen, do you?
It's your show. I didn't know.
Yeah,
we expect you to say keep it brief.
Keep it brief. Keep it brief. Closing.